You're up! Attention! Shot! Honor guard! Forward! March! Present! Pump! Forward! Pump! Get there. Ready? Face. Forward! Press! We'll now hear from Chaplain Tate.
This month, a certain little boy will be celebrating his 8th birthday. And 8 years ago, when he was born, he was the first grandson of a law enforcement officer. This new grandfather had never put pictures in his office of any of his family. But when this little guy was born, his picture was on display. And the day that he put this picture of his grandson in his office, he wrote him a letter, not knowing that in just a few short weeks he would die in the line of duty death. And at this officer's memorial service, the letter he wrote to his grandson was read. And I'd like to read that for us this morning. It's very brief, but I think it speaks of those we honor today, and it also speaks what we feel in our hearts. And this is what he wrote. You've been born in the greatest country in the world. It is well to learn the ethnic background of your parents, to love and to cherish the ancient folklores, but never, never forget you are an American first, and millions of Americans before you have fought for your freedom. This nation holds all the terms of our endearment. And then his last sentence. Support, defend, and honor those whose duty it is to keep it safe. I'd like for you to join with me in just a moment of silence and remembrance, and then I'll lead us into brief prayer. Our gracious God, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to remember and to honor those who have died to keep us safe. Amen.
Good morning. Today we gather for the annual Law Enforcement Memorial Week ceremony to remember and honor the police officers who have fallen in the line of duty across our nation. Every year, for the last 47 years, during National Law Enforcement Week, there are ceremonies held in communities all across the nation to pay tribute to the men and women who have paid the ultimate price for doing this job. I'm humbled and honored to be before you today, and thank you all for being here for this solemn moment. As I prepared for today, I was reminded of my visit to the National Law Enforcement Memorial in Washington, D.C. in 1998, where I had the opportunity to honor and participate in a wreath-laying ceremony with police officers from around the world. On that night, members of my group paid respects to the many officers who had paid the ultimate price for choosing our noble profession. Many of the names were friends, beat partners, and colleagues of our group. Many of us stood there in Washington, D.C. at the memorial in silence as we honored those men and women. And many of us thought, with tears in our eyes, but for the grace of God, there go I. Carved on the face of that monument is a simple statement that says, lest we forget, let's not forget. Let's honor the memories of the thousands of police officers whose names are carved on those walls by remembering why their names appear. We owe this demonstration of our respect to them, to gather and remember that their sacrifices were made to protect us, our families, and our communities. In the state of Washington, the Law Enforcement Memorial Wall is located in Olympia near the Capitol. This year, three more names were added to that list. Deputy Ann Jackson of the Skagit County Sheriff's Office, U.S. Forest Service Officer Christine Fairbanks, and Sergeant Nelson Ning of the Ellensburg Police Department. I'd like to challenge each of you, police officers in our community, to honor these professionals, not merely by attending today's ceremony, but honor them through examples of courage, service, and integrity. Do justice to our peers and their chosen profession by being exemplary police officers every day. As I walked away from that national memorial in Washington, D.C., I read the words carved on the end of the other wall. And the saying was short, but said it all. It said, quote, it is not how these officers died that made them heroes. It is how they lived. Thank you for joining me in the ceremony and in remembering the lives and memories of our colleagues.
Group, attention! I'll bring the memorial wreath forward. Chaplain Tate will now lead us in a closing prayer.
Our God, we are instructed to give honor to whom honor is due. And we thank you that we've given the privilege today in our limited way to remember and honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. As we depart, may your protection and guidance be upon us, upon our city, its officials, its leaders, its citizens, our community, upon our nation. And God bless America. Amen.
Group. Present. Home. Detail. Right. Face. Forward. March.
Oh. Oh.
Detail. This. This.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to Peace Officers Memorial Day, our annual memorial service. This concludes our service for this year. Thank you again for coming. You're dismissed.